Who's ready to have their hearts transformed by Jesus a little bit more this afternoon? Who's ready to walk out of here with a spring in their step and Jesus more in their heart?
Yes.
Fabulous. So today, I'm going to speak on a subject which I do a lot of. And that's not eating cake. I'm going to go with Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 9. It will be up there. And it says, O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up in the high mountain, O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah,
Behold your God.
Now, Isaiah was under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and he calls all the people of God to declare with strength and without fear that the Lord has come. And this is more than an announcement that he was making, but this is a command. We must lift up our voices and declare to our cities, to our nations, and to our generations, behold, hallelujah. Isaiah 40 verse 10 tells us that he came with a strong hand. It says, behold, the Lord God will come with and his arm shall rule for him. You see, when Jesus came to this earth, he came in power, but not in a way that man expected. He didn't arrive with armies of soldiers, but he arrived with authority. He didn't come wearing a crown of gold, but of thorns on his head. He didn't break people, but he healed people. Yet he ruled with every single step that he took. Isaiah 53 verse 1 tells us, to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? The arm of God in the Bible symbolizes his power to save, to deliver, and to perform his will. That arm stretched out and healed lepers. That arm was extended to pull Peter from the sinking waters. That arm carried a bloody cross, Calvary. That same arm now reaches you this afternoon. Our God, he doesn't come empty-handed this afternoon to you, but he comes with salvation for the broken, deliverance for those who are bound up in chains, healing for the hurting. He came with a strong hand. And he still comes that way to us today. Jesus came as a tender shepherd. Isaiah 40 verse 11 says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. This is not just a God of might, but of mercy. Not just a king, but a shepherd. The compassion of Jesus, he fed the hungry. He touched the unclean. He comforted those who were mourning. He sought out the outcast. Can you not say, as I can, he carried me like a lamb in his arms? Picture that. Just picture that for a moment. That Jesus carrying you in his arms. Can you picture that? Because that's exactly what he's doing. He ate with tax collectors. He forgave the woman caught in adultery. He restored Peter after Peter denied him. He called the little children to come. Jesus did not turn away the broken, but he embraced them. Behold your God, not just reigning from heaven, but reaching from heaven, reaching to you, reaching to me, right now in this very moment, June 2025, God's arm is reaching to you. Isn't that beautiful? You know, when we were children, if you remember, we'd be walking along the road with our parents, and the parents' hand would come out like that. Because it was unsafe. It was a thing of protection. And I remember we used to take that hand and hold it and be led by it. That's how it is with Jesus. He puts out his hand, he puts out his arm, and he says, take my hand, and I will lead you, and I will protect you, and I will keep you in safety. But if we don't take his hand, then we are just walking on our own. We have no direction. We have no security. And I'd rather walk with Jesus than walk on my own. You see, I used to try and walk on my own, and you know how that ended up. I've told you so many times. Don't worry about what's going on. That is the arm of God. That is the strength of God. And I would encourage you to, in that, even carry on talking. I want us to stand up. This isn't the end of the talk, but I want you to stand up. We're doing things. Will you take the strong hand of the Lord, of Jesus, this afternoon? Because he's putting it out to you. Would you take it? And walk with him? You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it all together. He says, just take my hand, and I'll sort it out. So I'm going to give you a chance just to do that. So I want us just to sing while we do these. No distraction, no fooling around. We got it? Yeah. This is a serious moment with God. If you want to picture it, if you want to physically put your hand like that and say, Lord, take my hand, then let's do that. Up. We're going to sing that song because It's really about praising the Lord. It's about beholding Him this afternoon. You all know this song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, reach out your hand. Hallelujah. Just take the hand of Jesus. Sit down again. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I just want to mention, in case you didn't know, that Jesus was rejected. But He came anyway. John 1 verse 11 says, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. The cities of Judah didn't know the day of their visitation. Though He walked on water, though He healed the blind, though He raised the dead, they refused to believe. But still He came. He came for the broken. He came for the sinners. He came for the least. He came for the lost. He came for the lost. He came for you, and He came for me. That we are not of the original sheepfold, but He made for us a way that we could be grafted in. He gave us power to become sons and daughters of God. Behold your God. He came when we were unworthy, and He still comes now with grace in His hands. That an encounter with Jesus changes everything. The woman with the issue of blood in the Bible pressed through and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. The soldiers sent to arrest him came back saying, "Never a man who spoke like this man." The woman at the well ran to the city shouting, "Come see a man who told me everything I did." These were not theologians. These were just normal people getting on with their lives. These were outcasts, doubters, and sinners. Yet their encounter with Jesus changed their lives forever. Who wants their life changed this afternoon? All we need is a real encounter. Behold our God. Jesus says in John 8 verse 24, "Unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." Ooh. That's Jesus. "Unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." But then Jesus declared himself the bread of life. He said he is the light of the world. He said he is the resurrection and the life. He did not claim to be God, but he demonstrated that he is God. In John 8, 58, it says, "Before Abraham was, I am." He is the I am of the burning bush. He is the one who stretched out the heavens. He is the creator, the redeemer, the king. To see Jesus is to see the fullness of God in bodily form. Behold your God. And God is still the God who saves, who calls your name today. He didn't just come to show power, but he came to call us. He called Peter, Matthew, the woman at the well, the man born blind, and now he calls you this afternoon. He puts a ring on your hand, shoes on your feet, and joy in your soul. He gives you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He took your sins upon his shoulders when he died on the cross. He took your shame. Are we walking around in shame with our heads down all the time when Jesus has removed the shame? We can't have it both ways. We're either with Jesus or we are not. We're either free or we're not. We're either forgiven or we can believe that we are not. My CV, every subtitle on my CV is shame, guilt. We need to deal with our shame. Because we can't be walking, looking down all the time. Because when we are looking down, we can't be looking up at the same time. Scripture says, "Lift your head to the hills from whence help comes from." How are you going to look to the hills if your head is down? When you're walking down, all you're seeing is the dust and a bit of litter. But Jesus said, "I am the lifter of your head." He says, "Walk forward with me. Take my hand and walk." You can't be walking forward and looking back at the same time, that this afternoon is decision time. Are you walking towards the cross forwards, or are you looking back? Because eyes for me, I have no eyes in the back of my head. And I walk to the cross and look back to the past. It's not complicated, is it? When this rings, we're quick to pick it up, aren't we? Huh? Like a few rings. Hello, hi. But when Jesus calls our name, we're silent. You know, we can't live a fake Christian life. We are either for Jesus or we're not. Until this afternoon's decision time, I'm being harsh. But maybe I need to be harsh. Body coddling in the church has brought about this issue that we experience as believers. You are either for or you're not. Because I know Jesus is for. He's for you and he's for me. He bore your sins. He took your shame. He rose in power from the grave. He reigns in glory. And now he's calling us to do what Isaiah called Zion to do. Lift up your voice. Do not be afraid. Say to the cities, behold your God. The Lord wants to reveal himself afresh to you today. You can walk out of here today full of the destruction and the chains that have been holding you, that you're tripping around. Or you can walk out here today a free man or woman. It's up to you. I'm just a messenger. If you need healing today, if you need salvation today, if you need restoration today, then come. Here's your chance. Jesus, we behold you. You are the strong arm. You are the tender shepherd. You are the I am. Would you stand? And would you pray this out with me? But only if you mean it. Don't say it if you don't mean it. But say it if you mean it. Why don't we just lift our hands and just pray with me. Forgive me, Lord. Heal me, Lord. Carry me. Lord, let me encounter you today like never before. I surrender everything to you today. I will lift up my voice and never be afraid. Lord, use me to declare, behold your God. In Jesus' name. And now I'm going to ask you to do something really weird and way out. Whoop, whoop. You pray for the person next to you. Do that. Come on, we've got to learn to pray for each other, man. Each other. If you see somebody in the town center, pray for them if they're struggling. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can we say together? Thank you, Jesus. Are our everything. We can't live without you, Lord. Joy. Fill us with light. Fill us with love. Fill us. Thank you, Lord God. Let's stand close. This song.